This is the Josh and Jesse Podcast,
your monthly source for sports radio.
At Indianapolis winning 23-8. You saw that game, right?
It was a good game. It was a good game. Peyton Manning. Can you believe this guy? You know, this guy always messes up in the playoffs. I thought they were going to lose this game today. Have you ever seen the Colts win a playoff game?
I think they won one game. Peyton Manning today had probably his best playoff game of his career. Going 30 for 38 with 268 yards passing.
That's a normal Peyton Manning day. The Indy defense also did pretty well. Kansas City only allowed Trent Green, the starting quarterback, 107 yards. And Johnson on Kansas City only got 32 yards. So pretty poor showing by Kansas City.
Herman Edwards making it to the playoffs his fourth time.
And then
first time with the Kansas City... I'm about to say Kansas City Royals. I'm not a baseball move, but Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
His first year coaching with them after we've gotten Mangini. We'll take a look at the Giant game. The Dallas-Seattle game. Dallas up 20-13.
You're listening to the best of the best of the Josh and Jesse program.
10:37 p.m. That's the Grateful Dead Casey Jones.
We know it's the PM hour.
The proficient drug use in this
when
song.
You know when it's PM hours, when it's dark outside? Normally, in the PM, it's dark outside.
Well, you know, you look at the weather, you think it's summer. In summer, it's still light out at this time. Well, maybe not this time. Josh, you're embarrassing me here in front of all these people. I don't appreciate it.
Tell us it's PM. We know it's PM. See, we
look outside. I'm sitting in this station. I've got no windows. I don't even know what time it is.
Yeah, it's pretty dumpy here. I'm banging on a desk, and all dust is filled out. Do we have our the Mexicans? When are they shipping them in? This place up. Did I just make a racial slur?
You may have. What is it? We're turning into Imus on here. What's the new Imus at 10:38 right now?
Not exactly, because I'm not old and I don't look like a woman.
He's on our station. I don't think he can say those things.
Imus doesn't listen to our station. Yeah. You know that.
Imus goes home and sleeps.
Imus goes home, maybe puts some makeup on. Sprays his hair a little bit. Imus, if you're listening right now, you wanna kick my butt. Because you can't say some other words in the radio.
Although we did just say cocaine in the song. We can't say the A word.
Cocaine, don't do cocaine.
Don't do
cocaine. Fourth quarter, 9:30 left in the Dallas-Seattle game. Seattle, could they lose on a big upset?
It's not going to be tonight. Too big upset.
I think it'll be a big upset because Seattle was did go to the Super Bowl last year.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, Seattle's season has kind of been shaken by injuries.
Seattle's season has been shaken by by injuries.
You got Sean Alexander was out half the year. He was the MVP of last year. He was the LaDainian Tomlinson of last year. So,
very exciting stuff.
But Dallas has not been doing so great lately. You have T.O., Parcells, exchanging of bad blood, bad words. Just that Dallas team, I'm surprised if they get a win here. It's going to be a close game going down to the end.
Of course, it will be a close game. Kansas City not expected to win today. Indianapolis, the favorite. If we go on to tomorrow's game, you got the early game. Both New York teams playing today, so we'll cover
exciting.
Everything you want to hear.
Exciting
everything
day tomorrow.
Everything you want to hear. Still 20-13, 8:14 left to go in the fourth quarter. Tomorrow, waking up. See, if you live in on the West Coast, it's great to wake up. You wake up around 12,
10 o'clock.
11, 10.
You can't count back. Yeah,
I don't know. I went to college, but
it would be 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
It would be at 10 o'clock. You wake up. You
he's using
football,
his fingers, folks.
You listen.
Right now.
You listen to you eat your bagel in the morning, like me. I'm Jewish. You gotta eat your bagel and your schmear in the morning.
Cream cheese and the lox going on.
That's all you gotta do.
It's all good.
That's called Sunday morning in a Jewish Jewish house. You got the Jets and New England Patriots.
Oh. Incredible game this is going to be. Now, I think the Jets can pull a win off here.
The Jets could pull a win off. I'm not just saying that.
No, you
I'm
shouldn't
a Jet
say
fan.
Should.
I'm not just could. Saying that because I'm a Jet fan. The Jets are going to win this. I am pumped for this game.
It's crazy. Crazy
I will
stuff.
Be glued to my TV. It's called Chips, Salsa, and a TV remote. Obviously a TV, too.
Hopefully. Maybe you're just sitting there clicking the TV remote with nothing to watch.
No, that's what I do at my mother's house because she can't afford a TV. No, I'm just kidding. My mother doesn't have a 6-year-old TV that's been sitting in her house that you didn't know how to use.
But my grandma has the first color TV on the block. In 1938, we were watching, what were we watching on there? Ellen DeGeneres. Good programming on Saturday afternoon.
You're watching Ellen DeGeneres on a TV made in 1939? We might have been 1939.
Probably 1839. I don't even know.
See, you have an old TV with you have to turn the dial on a TV, and the TV doesn't have a remote. That's when you know you have an old TV.
And you have to, you still adjust. You have the big, what are those called? The ears, the antennas. You gotta move them around.
Yeah, and there's no hookup for cable. That's when you know you have an old TV.
I tried to play PlayStation on that. I couldn't distinguish if I was the good guy or the bad guy. I was shooting it myself. I don't even know.
Jesse, trying to be funny here. 10:41.
I can't make a joke here.
At 10:42. Okay, let's do a little bit of talk. We'll do some Jet talk. We'll do some Giant talk.
Hey, how about some Mets talk?
Mets talk.
That'll make me feel good.
It's all coming up next on the Josh and Jesse program.
This is the Josh and Jesse podcast with so much more coming up next with the best of the best.
Right side, you're hitting the right side now, right channel. Here comes the left channel, bringing it up. See what those dumb commercials we got on this radio station. EQ, bring it up. You've heard that commercial, right?
I have.
Bring the EQ up in.
Bring the EQ. I know what you're talking about. I do. Don't look at me like that.
These eyes.
Good song.
These eyes will be crying tomorrow out of the Jets. The Jets lose.
They'll be crying if they win. I'll be crying in shock. I'll be crying in happiness. My mother will be crying because she couldn't watch the game on her 90-year-old TV.
We're getting back to the TV. It's TV problems.
What can you do? What can you do with the TV problems? I don't know.
A lot of TV problems, but we do have TV problems here too. But besides the TV problems,
what should we talk about now? This is such a great day in sports. You got
No, let's take a break for some football. I want to talk about some luge, okay?
No, that is a great sport.
All you luge fans, now we're just kidding here. Let's get to the Jets-New England game. We'll do our picks. All right, now sports picks for tomorrow. Cue up the money. All right, sports picks for tomorrow. Jesse, who you got in the...
I got the Jets in the Jets-New England game.
In the Jets-New England game, you got the Jets. Jets 9.5-point underdogs. I got the Jets too, because I'm a Jet fan. Looking at the game logistically, you've got Tom Brady, who is 10-1 in the playoffs all time. Chad Pennington, who doesn't have the greatest postseason record.
Well, you know what? You know what makes me more confident about this game, Josh?
What?
The fact that Chad Pennington has played in all 16 regular season games this year. That is the first time in his career.
That is the first time in his career.
He's always been plagued by injury, by controversy,
update on
by
the
anything.
Dallas-Seattle game, 20-15, 6:32 in the fourth quarter. This game is...
Fumble! Can you believe this?
There was a fumble recovered by Seattle.
Wow.
And
there was a safety for Seattle.
So, and Seattle will be getting the ball back with 6:32.
The score is now 20-15, and Seattle gets the ball back. Anyway, as I was saying, the Jets... Chad Pennington, you know what? He is so great when he is good.
Chad Pennington is very accurate. You know, you all know Chad Pennington does not have the strongest throwing arm.
No. I mean, if you look at that Monday night game, he looked like he was just kind of popping it
up.
You
look at the Browns game with the interception. Chad Pennington, people are saying, besides us, they're saying that for the Jets to win this game, Chad Pennington has to be perfect, flawless. I got the Jets winning this game. I'm gonna stand by it. I'm gonna stand by this. Mangini and the Belichick controversy. Are they gonna shake hands? What do you think?
This is my prediction. If the Jets lose, let's start off with this. The Jets lose. Mangini is gonna be the gentleman that he is. He's gonna shake Belichick's hand, and then he's gonna go in and scream at the Jets when they get in the locker room. If the Jets win, They're going to go to shake hands. Belichick is going to take out his brass knuckles and punch Mangini right in the face, and it's going to be an all-out brawl.
Now, they did leave when Mangini left New England. He left on some bad terms.
There's some bad blood going in New England.
But
after that.
If you heard the press conferences this week, then you can tell Belichick was, you know, saying Mangini's name. Mangini was talking about the other team. Mangini didn't use the other place. He used New England. And yes. I think it's a stepping stone. You want to get all, like, emotional and all nice here. A step in their relationship.
That was really nice, Josh. I think I want to give you a hug, but I'm not sure.
All right, questionable players for tomorrow. JB Askew. BJ.
JB, BJ. Whatever, he's not playing.
BJ Askew.
You know who he is.
Kevin Barlow. David Barrett. Lavernius Coles.
Lavernius Coles will play.
I think David Barrett will play. Kevin Barlow should play. And BJ Askew is probably going to be. Nick Mangold with a thigh. He should play. Brandon Moore. Kerry Rhodes. Dwayne Robertson, they should play. Probable people. It's not even worth saying.
Out for New England.
Which is going to be
Rodney Harrison. That is huge. He is the short safety. That is big because the Jets need the Patriots to fail on defense. We all know how good the Patriots are in the red zone, and we all know that Rodney Harrison is one of the league's interception leaders. So this is big for the Jets, and this is, you know, another step towards them winning this game. I'm excited for this.
You know what would be some accomplishment? Mangini putting a smile on his face. I'd be happy with
that. I've never seen that before.
It's Mangini. It's some New York coaches here. Mangini won't smile. And
Torrey? Oh, no. Willie Randolph. Can you believe this? We are just... I'm just finding this out that...
just coming over the wires here.
Sean Payton. Not sure if you've ever heard of him. He is the Saints... the New Orleans Saints coach, the NFL coach. He's been named the AP NFL Coach of the Year. And when finding this out, I am very, very happy for him. And I'm happy for the entire team. And I'm happy for the entire city.
Okay, now
they deserve this.
Now listen to this part. This is the part that's going to shock you. Okay, you all know Mangini should have been in the running. Well, Payton... received 44 votes.
Wow.
Eric Mangini. Guess how many votes Mangini got. Guess how many votes he got.
Well, without looking, I'm going to say, how many are there?
Oh, he got 3 votes.
How
do you get 3 votes? How does Eric Mangini get 3 votes? This team, okay, they weren't 3-13, but they were 4-12. And you could say... The Jets didn't have the Jets had the players. Not they really didn't have the players.
They don't.
Mangini can't get 3 votes. That's not right.
And I mean, you look at the Saints. I'm not trying to take this away from him. I'm very happy that he got this. I'm very happy, for the city. This is kind of a big pat on the back for them, saying they can do it. But you look at the Saints. They had a terrible season last year. They had the first draft pick.
They had the first draft.
Who do they choose?
They put Reggie Bush.
They choose Reggie Bush, arguably one of the best college football players ever.
The best of the Josh and Jesse Show.
Of course, in my Long Island accent. Long Island. That is my favorite band.
I was criticized by someone for having an accent today.
Well, what can you do? Of course, that's Out in the Street, the first song off their first album, The Who. It's very exciting to be here. That's what they would say.
Technology of a dwarf. All right, getting back to...
your NFL news. How about that?
NFL. Well, actually, you got a big update on the Dallas-Seattle game. Dallas with a 2-point conversion attempt and with a touchdown, if you didn't get that. 21-20 with 4:24.
What happens in order for there to be a 2-point conversion, they're usually...
And it did fail. The 2-point conversion did fail.
in order for there to be a two-point conversion, there usually is
And Matt Hasselbeck passes Deion Branch. Pass is incomplete. 61 yards. Kicks it off to Dallas with a...
Kicks it off to C... Whatever. You know what's happened with the game.
We'll 19-yard return. We'll keep you updated throughout the evening. I'm losing my voice somehow.
What about this Giants-Philadelphia game? We haven't talked about this. The other half of New York. Sorry, we're showing prejudice towards the Giants. But I'll be honest with you. I just don't care about the Giants game. The Giants game is like nothing to me. You look at Philadelphia. They've had a pretty good season. They've done well without McNabb for half the year. Westbrook has kind of been on and off. You know, good. You know, no, hats off to them for being in the playoffs.
Westbrook hasn't been playing. Westbrook's a running back. All right.
Yes.
A little bit of a moment there. Well, you want to talk about a player that has brought this team to victory.
Yeah.
Jeff Garcia with the 49ers having a great season. I'd say a pretty good season.
Not the 49ers,
this,
the Eagles.
With the Eagles this year. Played with the Detroit Lions in 2005. Played six games. Well, this year, he's having a pretty good season. I'd say he's having a pretty good season. His rating is up. He's having his best season. One of his best seasons of his career. His rating's 95.8, almost 96, which is a respectable quarterback rating. Thrown two interceptions in eight games. That's not bad. 10 touchdowns. He's having a good season. I'm going with the Eagles. The only way I have the Giants winning is if Tiki Barber has a good game. If Tiki Barber has a good game,
I disagree.
And the Philadelphia Eagle defense doesn't play good, the Giants win the game, but that shouldn't happen.
Let me tell you why I disagree with that. I agree with you in the fact that the Eagles will win this game. I don't see the Giants winning this game. But the way that the Giants will win this game, Tiki Barber, he'll have a good game. He'll have 100 to 150 yards. I can see him because he'll know this is his last game. The only way that the Eagles will lose this game is if Eli Manning plays well. And Eli Manning has not been so great lately. He's been all right, but if you look at his stats over the season, it hasn't been that great of a season for him. You know, the Giants overall, they're missing Strahan. They had some injuries. Plaxico Burress not doing as great as he usually does this year. And the Giants just I don't think they deserve this game. To be honest with you, the Eagles have had much more of a respectable season. They've had much more of a respectable season because they've come back from injury, and that's something that teams usually can't do. You look back at the Jets, whenever Chad Pennington gets injured for the season, for a couple of games, the Jets usually don't come back. You look at last year, you had Fiedler coming in. Hey, he did pretty good, right?
Another comment I want to, if you bring up the Jets there. Another thing you come up with the Jets. Also, you know, I don't know if anybody saw this, but Vinny Testaverde played year for the Dallas Cowboys through a touchdown pass. Testaverde, so he's a local guy, so I'll bring him up. But he's a very, very good guy.
You sure?
I'll bring him up. 20 years, he's thrown at least one touchdown each year. The guy's like 42 years old.
I don't know.
And he wants to play the game so badly.
That was just some of the stuff that you'll hear on the Josh and Jesse podcast. Each month, there'll be a recap of everything happening in sports and your emails. So drop us a line at joshandjesseshow@yahoo.com. That's joshandjesseshow@yahoo.com. We'll catch you next month.